You're listening to SBS News.
In an effort to combat a surge of COVID-19 Omicron infections, US President Joe Biden has announced he is sending a total of 120 military medical personnel to six states where hospitals have been overrun by cases, as well as pledging free tests and masks to Americans as the country enters the pandemic's third year.
Just since Thanksgiving, over 800 military and other federal emergency personnel have been deployed to 24 states, tribes, and territories, including over 350 military doctors, nurses, and medics, helping staff the hospitals are in short supply. Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of six additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to six hard-hit states.
Those hard-hit states are Rhode Island, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and New Mexico. The United States is recording more than 700,000 new cases a day, far more than at any previous point in the pandemic. Deaths have started to rise nationally, averaging more than 1,600 fatalities each day, an increase of more than 30% since late December. The Omicron variant appears to cause less severe illness than prior variants of COVID-19, but has contributed to a large surge in hospitalizations. In the state of Wisconsin, where the surge has put nearly 2,300 people in hospital, 488 of whom are currently being treated in intensive care, National Guard troops will help fill staff shortages at skilled nursing facilities in order to open more beds. Karen Timberlake, the secretary-designee of Wisconsin Department of Health Services, said if the situation continues to deteriorate, Wisconsinites may be in danger.
Our healthcare systems are still under tremendous pressure due to an increase in cases and staffing shortages. Statewide, 95% of intensive care beds and 95% of intermediate care beds are currently in use. As of January 12th, 2,278 Wisconsinites are hospitalized with COVID-19, which is an increase of 276 patients in 1 week. If we do not protect capacity in our healthcare system by protecting ourselves and our family members from contracting COVID-19, Wisconsinites experiencing medical emergencies may not be able to receive immediate life-saving attention and care.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has confirmed that Africa has exceeded 10 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. The WHO's Regional Emergency Director, Dr. Abdul Salam Gaya, says more than 230,000 people have died in Africa so far. And while hospitalizations remain lower than previous waves, he says vaccination rates are an issue.
Although Africa appears to be emerging from the peak of its fourth pandemic wave, vaccination, which is a pivotal measure against this virus, remain far too low. About 50% of the world population is now fully vaccinated. In Africa, this is just 10%.
Health systems in Europe are also buckling under the strain, with countries like France, Germany, and Italy reporting record cases in recent weeks. The WHO warns that more than half of the population in its European region could be infected by the new variant within the next 2 months. In particular, the number of infections detected in France has been breaking record after record. The strain on the healthcare system is also growing, as nearly 24,000 people are currently hospitalised with COVID-19 across the country, with nearly 4,000 in ICU. The country is the second most heavily affected in Europe after Russia, with more than 150,000 deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. Exhausted by the pressures of surging COVID-19 cases, many French teachers have answered the call by 11 unions to protest against virus-linked class disruptions and ever-changing isolation rules in a nationwide strike. Teacher Fatna Sagrauchny has called the actions of the education minister contemptuous.
We are not demonstrating against the virus, in the sense that it is here and everyone has to deal with the consequences. We are demonstrating against the hygiene protocol, which is not protecting the personnel, and it would be good if the education minister could start by respecting it. Speaking in a way as shameful and scandalous as this is contemptuous, as if to spit in our face.
Teachers are also demanding higher quality masks, more testing at schools, and devices in classes warning when ventilation is required. The strike comes on the same day that French senators voted on a bill that requires adults to provide proof of vaccination to enter a number of hospitality venues and public facilities. The measure will come into force later than initially expected, with Parliament expected to approve the legislation next week. for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tina Quinn, SBS News.